Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
This devotion was written by Jim Stovall and read by Amy Large. A place in the kingdom. Our scripture today is from Luke chapter 5, verses 8 through 11, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Have you ever been in a place where you knew you didn't belong? Maybe you found yourself on a bus or a train that was going in the wrong direction. Maybe you were among a group of people who were speaking a different language. Maybe you took a class where, on the very first day, you had no idea what the teacher was talking about. In this passage, Simon Peter has just witnessed the miracle of the abundance of fish. Immediately before that, he had heard Jesus teaching and had experienced the power of his Spirit firsthand. It was through these events that Peter caught a glimpse of his real self. His unworthiness to be close to someone like Jesus struck him like a bolt of lightning. As Peter was in the habit of doing, he immediately gave voice to his feelings. We can almost hear him shout using our modern language, "Get off my boat, Jesus! You should not be close to me!" Jesus understands and sees what Peter is seeing, a sinful man, totally unworthy of grace. But instead of dismissing Peter, he seems to say, "Here is somebody I can work with." He invites Peter and his companions to be his disciples, and they accept immediately. Can we, like Peter, see our own unworthiness, our own inadequacies, our own sinfulness? If we can, we provide Christ the perfect opportunity to say, "Follow me. I have something for you to do." Let's pray together. Our Father, give us those moments of insight to see ourselves fully and to follow your commands and do your will. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.